Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
I'm Holly Shaley from Anderson, and I'm reviewing Red Tails in Love by Marie Wynn. There's a dead giveaway that tells me when a book will be good, and that's a map inside the end pages. Anytime you open a book and see a map, you absolutely know you'll be in for some kind of adventure. If I open the cover and see a black and white sketch, these are the best kind of maps, I will take my time following whatever paths are marked with my finger, and I'm hooked. Red Tails in Love by Marie Wynn is one of the best books I've read, and in no small part because of its very cool map. Entitled A Birder's View of the Ramble, the legend shows measurements in the number of minutes walk you are from various happenings in the book. Without even reading the first word of this wildlife drama, I know that some kind of tragedy occurs involving an oriole, and I'm not referring to the baseball team with the atrocious pitching history. A nest is stolen, a mama killdeer treats a baby redtail like a cow, and some hawk madness ensues down by the model boat pond. The Ramble is a little-known and less-frequented wild area of Central Park in New York City. Its inhabitants range from dozens of kinds of damselflies and dragonflies to hawks, eagles, falcons, raccoons, and the list goes on and on. Red Tails in Love is a story about the red-tail hawks of Central Park, and in particular, Pale Male and First Love. Though First Love was not to be Pale Male's only love, in fact, Pale Male is something of a Lothario in this book, mating with such brothel-worthy named females as Blue, Chocolate, and Lola, she is who we first meet, and my loyalties lie with her. The book is a sweet and patient accounting of Wynn and all of the other nature-loving regulars who become the hawks' self-appointed guardians. There are bad guys who try to remove the hawks and their nests, heroes who swoop in just in time, births, deaths, and hope. The hope is not only for these beautiful birds, but also for us sometimes less beautiful people. Red Tails illustrates how nature draws us in, waits for us to fall in love a little, and inevitably allows us to make amends for having not recognized how glorious it is the first time around. I'm Holly Shaley for BookSpeak.
Hi, I'm Mark Townsend from Dunkirk, and I'm reviewing the book The Hidden Words of Baha'u'llah. If I was on a desert island and only had one book to keep with me, it would have to be the slim little volume called The Hidden Words by Baha'u'llah. It's not a bestseller, but it has the great themes of life and death and heroism in it. It is a non-fiction treasure of brief, ethical aphorisms that Baha'u'llah composed in Arabic and Persian as he walked along the banks of the Tigris River in 1858 in Baghdad, where he had been exiled from Iran. I have seen the original papers, which were folded in various ways to create spaces for the concise yet cloud-like calligraphy. When this pocket-sized book was opened to me, I was deeply challenged by the authority which it assumed. I was magnetized by the beauty and relevance of the themes and the manner in which the book took shape. Baha'u'llah had no formal education and wrote or dictated rapidly without hesitation or correction. In The Hidden Words, we find the following verses: O children of men, know ye not why we created you all from the same dust, that no one should exalt himself over the other? Ponder at all times in your hearts how ye were created. Since we have created you all from one same substance, it is incumbent on you to be even as one soul, to walk with the same feet, eat with the same mouth, and dwell in the same land, that from your inmost being, by your deeds and actions, the signs of oneness and the essence of detachment may be made manifest. Such is my counsel to you, O concourse of light. Heed ye this counsel, that ye may obtain the fruit of holiness from the tree of wondrous glory. There are about 100 other volumes that came from the pen of Baha'u'llah during his life of imprisonment and exile. For many seekers, these books rank with the other great spiritual treasures of the past and contain intimate counsels about the love of God and the mysteries and purposes of creation. I'm Mark Townsend for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit bsu.edu/IPR for details. Support for BookSpeak is provided by Patchwork Perennials of Hartford City. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.